Thank you, Board. I'm here to comment on the recent audit that was performed by the Texas Association of School Board. I had the privilege of, or actually obtained the salaries of top 100 employees at BISD, reviewed those, brought it to the attention of the board over a couple of months ago, and on its face there were some glaring irregularities with the salary, specifically of those of color, employees of color. At the time I was told that it would be addressed. I see that there was an audit performed. I know that it was stated at the presentation of the audit that in over 800 audits performed by TASB, there was never one that found any discrepancy based on one of the protected classes, one of those being race. And I've looked at the list of salaries over the top 100 employees of BISD, and there are various employees of BISD that, if you look at the criteria that was presented in your PowerPoint from TASB, I feel that there are issues based on race. If you look at experience, skill, years with the district, years in leadership positions, and you look at the pay, I find it hard to believe that there's not a discrepancy based on one of these protected classes. As well, if you look at, I don't know if it was factored in to the TASB audit, that it's my understanding there's a current EEOC claim from one of these top 100 employees of BISD that's pending, who's also a person of color. I don't know if that was factored in or not. I'd like to know. Also, in a district where we have roughly 85% minority students, I think that the school administration, teachers, leadership positions, principals, assistant principals should reflect the student body. I don't believe that's what's happening in BISD. And that's why I was invited by the superintendent, Ginger Carabine, to attend a meeting wherein we were to discuss recruitment, retention, and promotion of people of color in BISD. It's my understanding that there's one person of color in the executive committee that I don't know how much longer she's going to be there. The rest are not of color in a district that is roughly 85% minority. I think that's an issue. I think that issue was also tried to be addressed by the superintendent. We were invited to a meeting several months ago to address this issue, and we later found out that the superintendent made some comments about me and my wife and some of the pastors that were attending this meeting.
Thank you. Rodriguez. All right, and next we have Marie Rodriguez. I'll just remind you that any comments about specific personnel will be heard in closed session.
Good evening. My name is Marie Rodriguez. I know most of you and have appeared here before the board. I have a son who just graduated from Bryan ISD. I am a graduate of Bryan ISD, as is my husband. As my husband just finished saying, we were invited in April of 22 to be part of what Ginger Carabine referred to as a core group of persons who were going to be on a committee, the purpose of which was to address and look at issues of how to improve diversity leadership in Bryan ISD for a community and the students that are served by this board and by our community that are 85% minority. What happened at that meeting was attended by a number of persons. It was a good meeting. It was an informative meeting. And along with my husband and I, a number of African-American pastors were invited to be in attendance. At some point thereafter, there was a private meeting between a member of the executive board, executive committee, and Ms. Carabine, at which Ms. Carabine made some comments about my husband and myself and one of the African-American pastors. In particular, that one of the pastors had called her a racist and that my husband and I had made statements that were untrue.
I'm sorry, I'm going to interrupt you. And as I said, comments about specific personnel will be held in closed session.
And so I have brought these comments to the board's attention. We were told that we were going to have a response. There has been no response. We are now here talking about Ms. Carabine's supervisory conduct and the rest of her contract,
again,
and there are issues that are addressed.
Again. That's the second time you've mentioned a name specifically of an employee.
I will be happy to not mention names, but this issue has got to be addressed, and we are not going to go away. This is not an issue that can continue to be swept under the rug. Making comments by leadership.
Sorry,
but excuse me.
Keep speaking. We will hear it in closed session.
And you have not invited me to closed session.
Well, I started before you even came up here and said, if you want to talk about specific employees, those will be heard in closed session.
And with all due respect, Ms. Harlan, you made that offer before and you have not followed through on it. That's why I'm here today in public, because it's not been followed through on. You understand? So at this point, there is an issue.
Right now, come on, let's go.
It's my understanding y'all allowed Roy Lopez and Daniel Hernandez to make comments about her at a previous meeting.
Well, actually, we were here and heard those comments, and there were plenty of names, and we were told specifically at that same meeting not to use names and not to speak, and we abided by that. So we were effectively muzzled. Today, we will not be.
Okay, well, you've used your 3 minutes either way, so we can either hear another couple of minutes in closed session, or we can be done.
No, I would be more than happy to finally be heard in closed session. I'd like the whole board to hear this.
Absolutely, that's what that means.
Well, but we need the public to hear this. This is not going to be heard in closed session. We'll be back every meeting so that the public can hear this.
Okay, fine. No, we're not.
So we can see where we are sitting right now?
We can. I mean, I just heard your husband say that that is not what y'all wanted to do.
I will be happy to go back and have a time in closed session. However, the ultimate response and the result of that needs to be made public. And that is absolutely what we are here to discuss. It is the supervisory conduct of the head of this organization. If you don't want to hear it here in open session, which, by the way, I believe is inappropriate and unlawful, then we can go back there and discuss it. But whatever the ultimate response is needs to be made public so that the parents of this district that are 85% minority know what's going on.
I'm going to stop you again. You've had your 3 minutes.
I'm asking for a point of clarity.
Which part? We are not allowed to comment on your public comments. We are allowed to hear your public comments.
I will be happy to address my comments to the board in closed session. Whatever results from the comments that are now public need to be made public.
We will follow the rules. You're not going to make the rules for us, I'm sorry.
Making up rules, y'all are. That's why we're here.
I think we're done.
Okay, we'll move on.